Turning to sports now on 88.5 KNKX, he's due to pitch one more road game this weekend, but the Mariners are planning to honor James Paxton next Friday night at Safeco Field. This after he pitched a no-hitter this week in Toronto. It was just the sixth no-hitter in Mariners history. We learn more from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Well, Art, this feat is a long time coming for James Paxton.
He has had the worst luck, I think, of any of the Mariner regular starters, mostly because of injuries. He's had, torn fingernails or kind of odd things that have happened to him, and it's really limited his effectiveness. I think it's probably surprising to fans who follow the Mariners on a regular basis that Paxton has been around since 2014. He started that year as a rookie, had four games, but in all that time, he's only had 31 major league wins. The no-hitter was his 32nd, and a lot of people are looking forward to that being a breakthrough for him because it follows on a great game he had in the previous outing when he struck out 16 Oakland A's batters at Safeco Field on May 2nd. These back-to-back games might be the two best games any pitcher for the Mariners has ever had. And it also showed that he has a different way to win a game. It doesn't have to be overpowering 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. He can win it with a breaking pitch.
Well, let's talk more about the no-hitter and how Paxton, a native of British Columbia, got this no-hitter on his home soil.
Yeah, it was a big deal emotionally for him anytime he pitches in Toronto. And it's a big deal for the nation because Toronto is the national team. All games are telecast nationwide. And then there was the mastery of the game itself. He had this fastball that he would leave up in the zone at 100 miles an hour, and he would follow that with a curveball that just fell out of the strike zone into the dirt. And I've never seen so many hitters so frustrated at not knowing what was next. And he mixed up the pitches so much that a very good team, the Blue Jays were third in the American League in runs scored this season. They couldn't figure it out at all. Lots of things had to go right for him on defense, particularly Kyle Seager, who came up with a couple of great plays at third base to keep the no-hitter alive. And the other thing that was interesting about this game is that there's been 299 no-hitters in Major League Baseball history, and only 15 of them have had 100 pitches or less. That means that James Paxton was extremely efficient, getting outs early in the count, and not necessarily dominating with strikeout, but allowing hitters to put the ball in play and let the fielders take care of it.
Right, so 99 pitches for Paxton. How meaningful is this no-hitter?
Well, I think it's the breakthrough that everybody's been hoping for because he really does have both great command and great movement on his pitches. He just needs health. He just needs the confidence that can come from something like this to say that he is a legit threat to be the ace and come out every game and come up with a method of pitching and an effectiveness that can truly dominate.
I have to wonder what role the eagle played in all of this. Of course, an eagle landed on Paxton's back during pregame ceremonies a few weeks ago, and since then, he seemed unstoppable.
I think that eagle is going to be called upon to be a pitching coach, given the effect he had on Paxton. It was really a lot of fun, but there was a chance that Paxton was going to be a comedy meme. They weren't going to take him seriously because this goofy episode with this confused eagle landing on him suddenly made him a bit of a joke. But he is no joke now. This is a very serious dude, and the Comedy Central aspect of his career is now in second place.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.